Two recent books raise some provocative issues for people who read, watch, or listen to the news. The books use anecdotes to argue that the major news media have a liberal bias. The authors, Bernard Goldberg and William McGowan, were interviewed yesterday on Morning Edition. Most journalists reject the idea that their reporting is biased in any direction. In the second of two reports, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams talks with two longtime journalists who disagree strongly with the charges made by the book's authors.
Yesterday, Bernard Goldberg and William McGowan argued that conservative views on the news, especially on race, homosexuality, and abortion, are often derided as a result of liberal domination of the media. They contend that news stories challenging liberal assumptions about fairness and justice are often avoided or even slanted out of deference to the growing numbers of minorities and women inside the newsroom and in the audience. The media, long dominated by white males, have increased hiring of minorities and women, but the percentage of minorities in the newsroom is still far smaller than in the population as a whole, according to studies by the Freedom Forum and other groups that study the news media. Today we hear from two veteran journalists who challenged Goldberg and McGowan's claim of left-wing bias in the media. Jack White, an African-American, worked for 29 years as a reporter, editor, and columnist for Time magazine. Ed Fooey, who is white, worked with CBS News for more than 25 years as a producer and news executive. Fooey says a more diverse newsroom, filled with a range of views on politics and culture, is essential to top-flight reporting.
Let me just tell you one brief incident at CBS that I recall. We were talking on a conference call one day about doing a story on gun control or gun-related. I don't remember the details right now. And the guy in New York was going on at some length on the assumption that people who, and he said it, people who own guns are right-wing nuts. And I said to him, you know, Ron, I own a gun, and I've owned a gun most of my life, and I enjoy shooting. I think it's a good sport, and I don't think I'm a right-wing nut. But I think you have to have different life experiences to be an all-around journalist, and to the extent that a newsroom is full of people who have had those different life experiences, I think they're going to make better and richer news decisions.
But one of the charges made is that over the course of the last two decades, newsrooms have seen blacks, women, gays, Hispanics, that have all become individual caucuses that somehow sanitize and screen the news so that the final product is quite politically correct. Jack?
Well, I mean, I wish if there were such a caucus, nobody had invited me to join it. I'm not aware of any such caucus. Let me just tell you that at Time magazine, that when I left last July, there were actually fewer blacks on the staff than there were when I started back in 1972. Now, that to some extent reflects the downsizing of the staff over that time, but it certainly indicates that there has not been a huge surge, at least at Time. Let me just add this one other example that goes the other way. The most prominent story involving race at Time magazine in the last decade and a half was the colorizing, the darkening of the O.J. Simpson cover back during that trial. Now, that hardly indicates that there was a great deal of oversensitivity and bending over backwards to black journalists who may have been on the staff at Time at that time, or to black readership who might have been reading Time, because blacks tended to find that cover very, very offensive.
Ed?
As Mr. White just said, there's not enough diversity in the newsroom. I don't think the news media are reflecting in any way the diversity that's coming along in American society, and they better get on the ball or they're going to find themselves very much out of touch with their audience.
You know, let me just say, I think that there is a bias in the news media generally, but it's not the bias that right-wing critics are complaining about. The bias is toward the status quo. It tends to downplay the complaints made by people who are seen as being on the fringe of the political spectrum, especially those on the left. There's a great deal of cynicism toward them. And it tends to basically think that the way we do things in America is basically okay, except for some tinkering at the margins in order to make it perfect.
Now, what if someone said, well, wait a second, that's a reflection of America. That's appropriate. That's okay.
Well, it is a reflection of America in some ways, but the press's job, I've always thought of, is to be one of a gadfly and a protector of the underdog. I think very often the press is, if you will, a protector of the overdog.
I remember coming across this phrase that the role of the news media is to discomfort the comfortable and comfort those who are discomforted in society. But I think many would say that amounts to advocacy, not objective news coverage.
Well, let me just say the first part I think is true. And its job is to discomfort the powerful, definitely to be in somewhat sense an adversary to government and a guardian of some independent version of events.
Ed Fooey?
My take on bias is that the bias is largely cultural, that there are these unexamined assumptions about certain issues that too often go unchallenged in the newsroom. Let me give you a brief example, Juan. In the newsrooms that I worked in over the last 30 years or so, the most controversial issue was abortion. And it was generally seen as either a pro-choice or a pro-life point of view. The fact is, of course, that many Americans are profoundly troubled by either point of view. But I never heard that expressed in the newsroom. That was the point of view that was always ignored.
What about this idea that the news media maybe isn't so much guilty of bias, but guilty of oversimplifying very complex issues and complex response to any issue or any event in American life?
Yeah, I think you could certainly make that charge. But let me just point out a practical problem that journalists have every day. They've got to make sense out of a very chaotic world, and they've got to do it in a minute and a half, so nuance gets lost.
Jack?
The best example I can think of is how we tend to put people in either the camp of liberal or conservative, when most people's views don't fall into either camp on affirmative action. In the black community, many people believe that efforts have to be made to make sure that blacks are not left out of colleges or jobs and so forth, but they have severe doubts about the lowering of standards that seems to go along with those, and that makes a much more complicated position they would have. I think we ought to stop labeling people and try to spell out what their positions are on issue by issue. That gives you an opportunity to paint the story in greater nuance than you would have otherwise.
Jack White worked for almost 3 decades as a writer and editor for Time magazine. We also heard from Ed Fooey, a veteran news producer and TV executive who now runs a Pew-sponsored online news service that reports on public policy issues in state government. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.